I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part. It is time to become a part.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, as usual, tonight's program is going to be jam-packed with information, and as been stated previously on ET Yoga, the more you know about how the universe works and operates, the more you know about healing and taking 100% responsibility for not only creating your health, but also in fixing problems. And there's going to be lots of cutting-edge ideas presented on the program. And before we get into all that, I'd like to kick things off in our normal manner by having a little japa yoga, which is a little mantra repetition. And that will be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that'd be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, leading a little bit of Japa Yoga chanting. And I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And for those of you who are new to ET Yoga, you should know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical as much as humanly possible. And that's in order for you to attain your potential with respect to your own self-empowerment and in creating your own perfect health and also the ability to heal any conditions that are not in perfection. I'd like to also at this time give my thanks and appreciation to the ET Yoga audience, especially to those people who do take the time to email me and to make suggestions concerning program content and make any comments about previous shows that have been done. And nothing makes my day more than to hear about your successes utilizing ideas, concepts, techniques that you've heard on the program. And you can always email me at paperfungo, that's P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. And I might add that if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you might want to get a paper and pencil handy because there's going to be tons of information coming your way in the next hour or so. And you might want to follow up on some of these ideas and concepts at your leisure. And another way you can do that is to listen to the archives of the ET Yoga broadcast, which can be found at BBS Radio, or you can go to my website at etyoga.com. And on the main page there, you'll see a box called Radio Archives, and you push that button, and it automatically will take you to about the last 10 ET Yoga programs, and all you need to do is check for today's date, and that will likely appear in the next day or so at the BBS web BBS radio site that can be, you know, accessed through the etyoga.com website. I'd like to begin this evening's program by taking a little page from Bashar. And if you don't know about Bashar, he's channeled through Daryl Anka, Bashar, coming from the Esasani civilization, now called the Shekinah because their civilization has moved up one dimension. And he makes a statement that you must have self-worth or no tools will be effective because the tools are only as strong as the energy you give them. They draw their realization ability from you. And if you say you are unworthy, it means that everything in the universe fits perfectly except you. So you see the paradox of feeling unworthy. What you are telling the creation is that the gift of existence is worthless. Your very existence proves you are worthy and you are an aspect of the One. And I think this is really a very important but highly overlooked concept. And that is that if you do have some issues with respect to self-worth, it's best to spend some time on this subject and get it resolved. And also, I'd like to take a page from the Pleiadians and Barbara Marciniak, because we're going to be talking about some of the basic concepts of how the universe functions. And I can rest assured that most people in our listening audience probably are not aware of the fact that our universe flashes in and out of existence. It does so rapidly that it's not visible to the human eye, but yet it has now been scientifically proven and has come up in multiple channelings from extraterrestrial sources, and one of those being the Pleiadians. And they talk about the fact that in between the phasing in and out of existence is where thought exists and then manifests the outer reality. Also confirmed by the Pleiadians is the fact that when we have disease, it is first noticed as a weakness or a disturbance in the auric field, and that emotional dysfunction clearly is at the root of disease. And if you go to my website at etyoga.com, you will find a free download there called The Root Cause of Disease. It's been there now for maybe about 10 years. And I'm going to share with you those concepts because they really do come to play with respect to this idea of transferring knowledge from the area of self-empowerment to the area of healing. And I state that there are 9 fundamental concepts which relate to the complete understanding of the root cause of disease. First, the universe was created with unconditional love. This frequency is the frequency that your higher self is in alignment with. Second, your experience in third-dimensional reality is based on your thoughts, beliefs, intentions, definitions, and emotions. Your outer reality is a mirror reflection. Third, you are 100% responsible for your experience. Responsible doesn't mean you are to blame. It means you have the ability to respond. And because you created it, you have the power to fix it. Fourth, all events are inherently neutral. We place value judgments on external events. Fifth, thought creates. Sixth, negativity is a perception based on a value judgment placed upon a neutral event or circumstance. It is essentially an erroneous belief out of which supporting false beliefs spring. 7. When you run energy through positive beliefs which are in alignment with your higher self, the results are positive emotions, love, joy, excitement, magic, and peace. When you run energy through negative beliefs which are not in alignment with your higher self, the results are negative emotions like hate, anger, negative synchronicity, and disharmony. 8. When you incarnate in this dimension, you have 4 tasks. Function in 3D. Become aware that thoughts take time to manifest. Become aware of your illusion. And become one with your higher self. An illusion is all based in fear. There is only one vibration, and that is love. Fear is the illusion of the absence of love. All fear is based on false judgment. This is either self-judgment, like guilt and shame, or outward judgment. In order to conquer fear, you have to conquer illusion. Thus, personal sovereignty, or coming into your power, cross-connects with healing disease. This is because disease cannot exist without judgment, and when we function at a level of consciousness without judgment, disease cannot exist. When the earth ascends into the next dimension, disease will not exist. The ninth concept, acceptance, is the higher vibration of judgment. It is beyond forgiveness because forgiveness implies that something has been done wrong. Acceptance says that all is happening perfectly just as it is because whatever is happening enables us to grow. All disease is caused by the denial of negativity within, holding to an erroneous belief system, especially in a suppressed or expressed or suppressed form. And this creates an internal discordance on a subconscious level. And over a period of time, denial of the judgment placed upon some aspect of oneself and then suppressed begins to alter the cellular structure of the area of the body where the memory of the event or circumstance is stored. This cellular alteration has been labeled disease. It's actually emotional self-judgment. And that information actually comes from Mary, Mother of Jesus, as channeled by Jean Hatch. And this information is consistent with other extraterrestrial information concerning the fact that thought creates and that all disease is created through dysfunctional emotions. And by virtue of the nine principles articulated, when you blame anyone for anything, you create yourself as a victim and are powerless. By taking responsibility for your outer circumstance, you claim your power back. This is the power that you always had in the first place, but judgment got in the way. And I might add that also confirming this idea about illness starting in the etheric body, Marcel Vogel, and if you're not familiar with him, I would highly recommend that you check out Marcel Vogel, V-O-G-E-L. In a past life, he was an Atlera in Atlantis. And he knew that the real origin of illness is in the etheric body. And although the body or emotions sustain a trauma, the etheric body holds the memory of physical or emotional injury, and it can become stagnant, distorted, or stuck. And the result of this unstable or blocked energy is illness. He discovered that crystals are the common thread in healing that ties together energy, illness, and problems in the etheric body. Whenever light from the higher realms comes into a person's body, the light gets refracted if the etheric body is not stable. This can cause illness. And the Vogel cut crystal gives the user immediate access to the etheric body and stabilizes it, allowing light from the higher realms to enter. Also, a matrix or a template of perfection already exists inside the etheric body. Even when there is physical or emotional trauma, the matrix still exists and can be brought back to optimum conditions by the use of Vogel cut crystals. And in point of fact, this is the ancient process that was used in the healing temples in Atlantis. Also, in connection with that, information from Master Ming Tong Gu, and that's M-I-N-G-T-O-N-G-U, Ming Tong Gu, and he is a Qigong master, and he states that energy that contracts creates stress. If nothing is done to release the stress, it becomes chronic and creates blockages and stops the flow of energy. Happiness creates an energy flow. When energy flows, everything feels good. The main cause of chronic illness is stress, accumulated stress, especially trauma. And this is reflected in the body as blockages. It compromises your mental well-being and creates emotional blockages. And in Qigong, they do the sounds that release the blockages, release the unconscious programming, and that is the summary of Qigong sound healing. It awakens your potential. And Qigong is a tool for you to connect with the energy of the universe and change the perception of lack of energy to abundance of energy. I should also like to point out that in studies conducted with respect to the functioning of this holographic universe that we live in, and a lot of this information comes from Greg Braden, B-R-A-D-E-N, when he talks about the computer simulations that are reflective of this universe that we are part of. It's been noted that it functions much like a virtual reality computer program. And inside this virtual reality program, there's the energy of consciousness. And like any computer program, there is a language of interpretation. And the language of interpretation of the universe is belief. In simplified terms, what you believe is. And this concept is also reflected in the placebo effect. Because why do placebos work? Simply because you believe that they do. And as I've mentioned many times on ET Yoga, the whole concept of the placebo is not just true in the area of health. It's true in every single area of our life. What you believe is. And from Adranus, interesting information, and that's A-D-R-O-N-I-S, Adranus. If you tap into the subconscious to deal with an issue, the more you can deeply breathe, the more your body is more receptive to communicating with you. You can feel your heart rate, your blood pressure, and your mind is calming as you take deep breaths. It is a kind of relief button. And he suggests that you check out the fine print of the side effects of those artificial medications, because in his opinion, all of it is unnecessary. And you are capable of healing yourself overnight, even of severe illness. You must become responsible for tapping into your potential to make it happen. And in support of that is clearly the Qigong hospital that operated in Beijing, China, which over a 10-year period dealt with over 200,000 patients with the normal range of problems and diseases, including cancer. And over that course of time, they had an 85% cure rate, and they utilized no pharmaceutical drugs, and there were no operations. So, you know, this is not just becoming theory. This is becoming, again, science. And I really like the top-of-the-line belief here that he puts out, and that is you are capable of healing yourself overnight, even of severe illness. And as I previously mentioned, it's your beliefs, your thoughts, your emotions, your definitions that create the outer circumstances or the environment that you exist in 3D reality. And it's actually Bashar that gives us the information of the physics of how that works. And that each belief gets you vibrating at a unique set of frequencies, and these frequencies then attract by sympathetic resonance those holograms vibrating in the same frequencies. That is out of the background universal matrix of infinite possible holograms, which is all of the infinite possible versions of reality that are simultaneously existing. Those holograms and symbols that synchronistically vibrate at the same frequencies as the frequencies of your belief get pulled out from this matrix and received by you as the actual external physical experiences that you then sense as real, that you sense as objective reality. So each belief is a unique set of frequencies, which is a template that determines which holograms you attract into your experience. So again, we're relating some of these spiritual concepts to physical science, and in this case, physics. And according to the Pleiadians, when asked what's some of the best things you can do at the moment to keep yourself in a healthy condition, they state that building a strong aura and thus a strong immune system is essential. And I should point out here that they do have some really good techniques here for helping you to build up your aura and raise your frequency. And one of those is the pillar of light. And that can be connected as well with their spinning techniques. And what these are about are to their regenerative techniques, as well as helping you to bundle DNA. And it makes you more readily accessible to receive data. But building up your strong aura with respect to the pillar of light technique, which is basically a technique where you're calling a pillar of light coming down from Prime Creator through all of your 12 chakras. And when I do that technique, I like to ground myself first by connecting a silver-blue cord from my base chakra and have it extend down to the center of the earth and ground myself there. And grounding yourself into the earth is a very good way to strengthen your aura. And, of course, the pillar of light is a pure field of light, and when it's coming through all your chakras, that will come through your aura as well. So these are very simple techniques that don't cost any money and are good ways to build a strong aura. And as stated previously, it's these cracks in the aura that are the initial stages of disease. And I might also share at this point some concepts from Bashar with respect to the foundational aspects of excellent health. And the six are as follows. First is pure water. And if you're not familiar with Masaru Emoto, that's E-M-O-T-O, and his theories about the power of water, where he's discovered that water is a perfect reflection of consciousness, and that even positive emotion and negative emotion influences water to the extent that it changes its molecular structure. And you can actually see, if you research this subject on the internet, these beautiful snowflake-like crystals that are formed in the molecular structure of water when positive emotions are expressed, and the very nasty-looking, ugly, deformed-shaped molecular structure when negative energy and negative emotion is exhibited near water. And since most of our bodies are contained of water, we can also draw the conclusion that our emotions also affect our own water system. Second is oxygenation. And in this area, deep breathing techniques are recommended, such as those taught by yoga teachers with their pranayama techniques. The third area is working on eliminating stress in your life. The fourth is exercise. And I'd say a good guideline there would be to break a sweat 3 times a week. The fifth idea is lightening up the body, which means basically getting off meat and getting into a vegetarian diet, working towards a vegan diet. And sixth is detoxing. And detoxing is because in this day and age, there are so many metals that make their way into our system that it's important to detox, much like the way that we change the oil in our car once a year, the suggestion being to do a thorough detoxing. And this doesn't necessarily need to be an expensive procedure. For example, you could use bentonite clay, which is, I think, about $10 for 2 pounds. And by taking bentonite clay, say, every morning for a couple of weeks, you probably would do a pretty good job of detoxing metals from your system. And I like to throw in a seventh condition for the foundational aspects of good health, and that is adding sunlight, because vitamin D is the trigger to the immune system, and our main source of vitamin D is sunlight. And even though these don't sound like rocket science, these are really fundamental to developing excellent or perfect health. In fact, probably a good intention to do is suggested by the Pleiadians is to effortlessly intend things such as always being in the right place at the right time, being safe in all things you do, giving love and receiving love in all things you do, being successful in all things you do, and creating full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And by the way, abundance, according to Bashar, the ability to do what you need to do when you need to do it. It's not based on a dollar value like most of us think. Should also like to point out that the human body is a projection of consciousness. And one of the key principles of quantum physics is that our thoughts determine reality. And energy is either a particle or a wave depending on the expectations of the observer. And the quantum world waits for us to make a decision so that it knows how to behave. The human energy field is interacting and influencing the quantum field all around us at all times, and the energy of our beliefs and intentions are infused into our energy field because they are defined by the energy of our thoughts and emotions. Thus, the fusion of our thoughts, emotions, beliefs, and intentions, which we will call the human energy field, is perpetually informing the quantum reality within us and around us at each moment of our existence. And because reality is flashing in and out of existence, every time our reality oscillates between form and pure energy, the field of our awareness, which is constant and doesn't flash in and out of existence, informs the field what to reappear as when it makes its transition back to form at the quantum level. Therefore, each time we oscillate into formlessness, we have complete and total control and responsibility over what we choose with our attention to manifest out of the field in the next moment, and our power and ability to do so relies entirely on what we believe and on how we are feeling. And if our bodies are a projection of consciousness, then our consciousness would create a blueprint which our atoms and molecules align with to create our bodies. And we need to internalize the understanding that reality is flashing in and out of form. And this is absolutely crucial in understanding our ability to heal, because half the time we are formless, and our bodies are a holographic projection of our consciousness. And they are the sum total of our beliefs about ourselves. If we can change our beliefs about ourselves, and thus if we can change the energy that defines our human energy field, then we can change the energetic blueprint which our body aligns with as it rematerializes back into form. To heal, all that we need to do is purify our energy so that the energetic projection of our body is unobstructed. Then our atoms and molecules can align perfectly to this structure because there is no energetic interference to disrupt the image of our body as projected by our consciousness. The first step to consider is the possibility that we are not only energy, but that there is infinite energy all around us, which we can consciously tap into to promote healing in our body and mind, and thus become more happy, healthy, vibrant, and creative. The projection of your body can only be disrupted by a disturbance in your energy field, your consciousness, caused by unbalanced thoughts and emotions and limiting beliefs. Our luminous energy field is naturally vibrant, and our energy naturally flows unhindered. And another key concept to understand is that your body is always regenerating. And therefore, you are holding disease, illness, pain, and injuries within your consciousness, and thus they are imprinted in your energetic field, and only then do they proceed to manifest in your physiology. And I should also like to add in support of that, because at the fundamental level of reality, anything is possible. And that's certainly the key here. Anything is possible. And it's basically entirely up to us what we choose to manifest out of the field, in our lives, and in our bodies. You have no limitations, and nothing is impossible. It's only your beliefs which dictate what you can and cannot do. And that goes back to what Adranus was saying, that even a severe disease could be healed even overnight. Actually, Adranus also talks about memory is time and time is karma. And he thinks that you should hold the belief that life is simple and easy. Life does not need to be difficult. Because then what you do is you give a validity to to your difficulty. And as an example, his advice for people with cancer is to realize that you have no cancer at all. Tell the body, I am pure, I am healthy, I am in a state of well-being, and the body will obey. Everything will auto-correct. You don't need to be burdened by the worrying about it, as this makes things worse. And I should point out that this has been scientifically supported as well with respect to the fact of the studies by the Russian scientist Garajev, and that's G-A-R-A-J-E-V, Garajev, whose recent DNA studies have indicated that our DNA responds to our verbal communications. It's also very consistent with the whole idea that anything is possible. And I would state that in any kind of awareness of what you would perceive to be a negative experience in an outer situation, the first thing to do is to put a positive spin on that outer situation. Because a positive emotional spin and definition of an outer circumstance will eventually create a positive experience. That information is also from Bashar. And I think this is one of the biggest things that's missed in modern science. This scaring the crap out of people when they giving an original diagnosis. Anything is possible. And the first thing to do is put positive spin on any outer circumstance that could be perceived in any way as negative. I should also like to recommend for people to look up at their leisure. It's called Activating Your Template for Perfect Health and Well-Being. And that's a channeling by Archangel Michael through Celia Fenn. That's F-E-N-N. That's Activating Your Template for Perfect Health and Well-Being. I've actually done that on the air before, but it's too lengthy of a process to cover on tonight's program. Just too much more information to cover. And it's also related to this topic is the idea that all things vibrate and have different vibratory characteristics. And did you know that the body parts, including the cells and organs, have vibrational signatures? There are healthy vibrational signatures as well as disease vibrational signatures. And understanding these scientifically and having the advanced technology to alter our body's vibrational signatures allows us to heal many ailments. And in Atlantis, crystal technology was used for this, but the amount of knowledge and experimentation involved in cataloging all the different vibrational and electrical parameters of every detailed part of a human body is immense. It staggers the imagination. Not to mention the technology involved in creating the right crystals and methods of applying them. And that's why I highly recommend that you check into these Vogel crystals, because he highly simplifies this process. And I should also note that for those who want to use crystal vibration healing techniques, there are viable alternatives from modern scientific research, and there are a couple of amazing devices that are close to the old Atlantean technology, in addition to the Vogel crystals. But it took resources like government labs and scientists to develop them, and they're called Electroacuscope and the Electromyopulse. And these are manufactured by a company called Electromedical in Fountain Valley, California. And while the devices use the same principles involved with Atlantean crystal healing, neutralizing disease frequency vibrations, and transmitting healthy frequency vibrations, they use a somewhat different method of creating the body frequency vibrations. And while not as sophisticated or powerful as the Atlantean technology, these amazing devices not only heal, but give the body and mind a tune-up so it can function at its maximum potential. And apparently these two devices were studied and tested for about a 10-year period. And it's the opinion of those scientists that worked on it that if every doctor used these in the hospitals, we'd have about 90% less patients. And while these devices remain relatively unknown, even suppressed, they are used by Super Bowl-winning football teams, PGA pro golfers, Olympic athletes, Walter Reed Hospital in Washington, D.C., where the top U.S. government politicians and military leaders go, and also the Pope. So I guess you could take a word from that information. Should also note that at Children of the Sun, in their I Am Avatar programs, they have many really beautiful meditations and evoking, again, the actualization of reprogramming the body elemental so that it reflects its pristine state and perfection. And I would highly, highly recommend that you check out that information as well. And another area that I think is really useful are the Andara crystals, and that's A-N-D-A-R-A. And Andara crystals are the highest vibrational crystals on the planet because they contain and are found in and around a Premamatra deposits, which is a combination of monatomic trace minerals. They're natural, and they're not listed on the periodic table of elements because the elements are known, but they haven't been really accepted by modern science yet. And they are ancient healing crystals that have been around for many centuries and have been used in the healing temples of Atlantis and Lemuria. And I would highly, highly recommend that you check into the whole idea of Andara crystals. Another amazing discovery has been around essential oils. And clinical research shows that essential oils have the highest frequency of any natural substance known to man, and that these oils can create an environment in which bacteria, virus, fungus, etc. cannot survive. When essential oils are applied topically anywhere on the skin, they will travel throughout the body, affecting every cell in the body, including the hair, within seconds. And I should also note that some very interesting information is out there from Len Horowitz. That's H-O-R-O-W-I-T-Z. And with respect to music and sound, because music and sound can be very powerful transformational tools for the human body and soul. However, information has come to light in recent years that our modern-day musical scale has been robbed of its vast potential for healing and transformation. And there was once an even more powerful, time-honored tonal scale known as the original solfeggio frequencies. And their origins date back to ancient times when they were sung in the Gregorian chants during religious ceremonies and churches of that time period, but strangely, around 1050 AD, they mysteriously disappeared. Apparently, the combination of these sacred tones and the Latin intonation had the power to penetrate deep into the recesses of the subconscious mind and promote great healing and transformation. And the solfeggio frequencies contain the six pure tonal notes, which once used to make up the ancient musical scale until they were altered by the Catholic Church and Pope Gregory. And actually, it's been stated that in essence, nearly all the music we hear today on the radio and that is sold in stores, whether it's rock, jazz, soul, or classical, is atonal and counterproductive in comparison to the amazing transformational powers of the great solfeggio tones. Our modern music is basically at dis-ease with the human body. And should also note that each of the solfeggio frequencies corresponds to not only a note on the tonal scale, but to a cycle per second hertz frequency number and to a specific color and ultimately to a particular chakra of the body. And the 528 hertz frequency is known as the 528 miracle, because it has the remarkable capacity to heal and repair, and highly suggest you check out all that information concerning the solfeggio scale. And I'd like at this time to close the program by giving you the Who Am I technique, which is basically to focus the your full consciousness in the center of your eyebrow, your third eye, and to ask the question, who am I, while you become that spot. And then ask yourself the following. Who am I? And do it as many times as is comfortable. And then state, I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.